NTY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, increasing clouds, lower 30s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, lower 20s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, around 40. Winds will be from the west between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy skies in the upper 20s. For Thursday, we'll have a blend of clouds and sun, temperatures in the upper 40s. That's like your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 21.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office says a 2-year-old boy has died after an incident involving a vehicle on Sunday. The Sedgwick County Dispatch confirmed that the accident happened just before 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon near Bentley. Authorities say a person was backing a vehicle out of a building when the child was struck. The boy was transported to Wesley Medical Center in Wichita, where he succumbed to his injuries. A 29-year-old Wichita man who said he wanted his 6-month-old son to be tough has been sentenced to nearly 39 years in prison in the boy's death. Doral Gwynn was sentenced Friday for second-degree murder in the April last year death of the boy Jazz Gwynn at the parents' home in Wichita. Cake TV reports Doral Gwynn told police he was shadow boxing with his son because he wanted to make him a tough kid. And forecasters continue to eye a storm that could bring snow to Kansas on Sunday. Mid-America Network News.
Hey guys, this is Sam Speck, farm broadcaster here at the Mid-America Ag Network, alongside Randy McCurry, the Ag Truck Specialist at Rusty Eck Ford. Randy, if somebody's looking for a truck, why choose Rusty Eck Ford?
Rusty Eck Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks on the lot, which makes it easy to find the perfect truck that any farmer or rancher might be looking for, whether it be an F-150, F-250, or F-350. So if you need a truck, give me a call, and I'll make sure the process of buying is smooth and easy with no hassles.
Now, Randy, any incentives right now with Rusty Eck Ford?
Absolutely. Right now at Rusty Eck, you get $3,000 straight off the top for any new F-Series truck, and you keep the rebates. So it is a good time to come in and buy.
Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Eck Ford. Go online and take a look at a huge selection, or stop by the lot, 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Ask for Randy McCurry or call 580-272-4661. Again, that's 580-272-4661.
Kansas lawmakers who are running for federal office are free to accept campaign contributions from lobbyists, despite a state rule limiting such contributions during the legislative session. The state limit doesn't apply to federal elections, so State Senate President Susan Weigel, Senator Barbara Blair, and State Representative Tony Waymaster are all free to raise money for their congressional campaigns. Weigel, a Republican, and Blair, a Democrat, are both running for U.S. Senate. Waymaster is a Republican running for Congress. Senate Minority Leader Anthony Hensley, a Topeka Democrat, said the lawmakers running for federal office should voluntarily refrain from raising lobbyist cash during the session. A 67-year-old woman from Great Bend was arrested in a drug bust on Friday there. Barton County authorities serving a search warrant Friday found a substantial quantity of methamphetamine and took 67-year-old Roberta Patterson of Great Bend into custody. She's held on a $300,000 bond. Mid-America Network News. Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. The president of Nebraska's Public School Teachers Union says she's hearing concerns from rural schools about a lack of mental health services and state equalization aid. The Star Herald of Scotts Bluff reports that many schools are also concerned about retaining qualified teachers, particularly in rural areas. Nebraska State Education Association President Jenny Benson says she hopes to tackle these issues and others in the upcoming legislative session. A Nebraska school district asking drivers to obey state traffic laws after getting reports that some drivers aren't stopping for school buses with their stop sign arms extended. The Hastings Tribune reports that Hastings public school officials have gotten reports of motorists putting student safety at risk by disregarding stop sign arms. A district spokesman says most people ignoring the stop arms are traveling in the opposite direction. Mid-America Network News.
Hey guys, this is Sam Speck, farm broadcaster here at the Mid-America Ag Network, alongside Randy McCurry, the Ag Truck Specialist at Rusty Egg Ford. Randy, if somebody's looking for a truck, why choose Rusty Egg Ford?
Rusty Egg Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks in the lot, which makes it easy to find the perfect truck that any farmer or rancher might be looking for, whether it be an F-150, F-250, or F-350. So if you need a truck, give me a call, and I'll make sure the process of buying is smooth and easy with no hassles.
Now, Randy, any incentives right now with Rusty Egg Ford?
Absolutely. Right now at Rusty Egg, you get $3,000 straight off the top for any new F-Series truck, and you keep the rebates. So it is a good time to come in and buy.
Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Egg Ford. Go online and take a look at a huge selection, or stop by the lot, 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Ask for Randy McCurry or call 580-272-4661. Again, that's 580-272-4661.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday and discussed pay raises as the city administrator recommended at least a 50-cent per hour increase for hourly employees and double that for supervisors, amounting to a 2.4 to 3.8% increase for next year. It was noted that cost of living is expected to range from 1.6 to 1.8%. Options were considered with some reservations, resulting in a decision that the gap between supervisors and employees be reduced somewhat. A recent increase of $2.40 per hour for police officers was mentioned, with a note that shortage of qualified officers and the training involved warrants consideration. The recommendation further suggested a $6,000 increase for the police chief, who is at currently $61,220 annually, compared with $55,740 for the county sheriff. Consensus was to return with modifications as discussed before proceeding with a final decision. The matter of police chief pay was a matter of discussion earlier in the meeting when considering a request for additional holiday pay while Todd Ackerman is working the streets during holidays while the department is understaffed. A policy directing additional pay raised comment from several council members who believe that a salaried administrator should be exempt from overtime pay. It was decided to consult legal counsel before a decision is rendered. A resolution was approved unanimously to add a stop sign on Hedricks at Calhoun, a block north of the historic UP Depot. A decision was tabled regarding partnership with the National League of Cities, who have proposed an insurance option for residents to cover sewer line repair costs from their home to the city hookup, pending feedback from other communities involved in the program. Final payment to the company that repaired the tennis courts was considered, as cracks and issues have already appeared. Legal counsel will be asked if a partial payment could be withheld until warranty work is completed satisfactorily. A 4-4 tie vote to fund up to $700 was approved that would extend a sewer line tap adjacent to the Spoonoggle property east of Marysville to avoid a second street cut if another home were built adjacent to that. It was approved again with a tie vote, the mayor voting yes. It was noted the sales tax proceeds are down year-to-date in the city of Marysville. A vehicle accident in Washington County Sunday in the 1500 block of 18th Road resulted in Tracy Stiggy of Washington losing control due to the road conditions. The vehicle overturned off the roadway. No injuries were reported, but the driver was arrested on DUI charges with bond set at $1,000. Injury accidents were reported last Wednesday in Washington County. Donald Imhoff of Washington was backing from a farm drive in the 2200 block of Quivira Road and was struck by Otha Floyd Else of Hollenburg, who was transported to the Fairbury Hospital. In another accident that same day, Trenton Neugebauer of Washington swerved and lost control, went into the ditch, and struck a culvert. He was taken by private vehicle to the Washington County Hospital. Mary Wenzel, age 88, of Steiner, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Steiner. Interment in the church cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 5, at the Weary Mortuary in Pawnee City. Rosary Tuesday at 7 at the church. Weary Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Mary Wenzel. Marcine E. Hattisall, age 88, of Olean, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church, Greenleaf. burial of a church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 3 until 8. Family will see friends Friday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Marcine Hattersall. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, taco potato muffin, broccoli and cheese, mandarin oranges, and cake. Tomorrow, tuna noodle casserole, whole wheat roll, beets, and fruited jello. Check of the school and community calendar. Marysville basketball teams entertain Valley Heights tonight. KNDY News time is 7:14.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back pain, neck pain, reoccurring headaches, chiropractic care may be the answer you need. Call Dr. Michael Frank with Frank Chiropractic Care for an evaluation, diagnosis, and recommendation of treatment options. A natural method of healing that involves no drugs and no surgery. Why wait another day? Call Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville for an appointment today.
Marysville Main Street and the Chamber of Commerce wish you a very Marysville Christmas and thanks you for dining and shopping local.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Yesterday, we had a low-pressure system make its way across the central and upper parts of the Midwest, bringing some rain showers and snow for some area. Now that is off towards the east, and it looks like this cold front is extending into the southern parts of the United States. Otherwise, high-pressure system overhead, we're going to see quiet weather over the next few days. Arctic air has moved in, bringing very cold temperatures all across the central and upper parts of the Midwest, temperatures below average for this time of year. It does look like we'll see some warmer temperatures as we head towards the end of the week and quiet weather in our area for the next several days. So looking at the forecast for this Tuesday, just a little bit of some cloud cover. We'll see temperatures in the lower 30s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, lower 20s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, highs around 40. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy in the upper 20s. For Thursday, partly sunny skies, warmer, high of 49. And Friday, partly sunny, lower 50s. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, mid-December, 41, record high on this date 64 in 2015. The average low 19 and the record low 7 below 0 set in 2009. Sunset this evening 5:01, sunrise in the morning at 7:36. A chilly 18 degrees in Marysville this morning. Winds are calm. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 10th of December. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
2019 is quickly coming to a close. The girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance want to say we appreciate your business. Best wishes to you and your families for a happy and safe holiday season.
Merry Christmas.
Philly comes storming back. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Eli Manning and the Giants started strong on Monday Night Football, but the Eagles staged a season-saving comeback to win in overtime after trailing by 14 at the half.
Wentz takes the snap. He's looking. He fires. Complete. Touchdown. Eagles win.
On WIP, Carson Wentz to Zach Ertz in OT for the 23-17 win. Philly now tied with Dallas atop the NFC East. To the NBA, the Kings trailed by 2 in Houston with 1 second left when Nemanja Bjelica stepped up.
Fakes once, fakes twice, gives to Belly. 35-foot three for the win. Nemanja Bjelica has just broken the 10-game losing streak in Houston.
On KHTK, that was it. Kings beat the Rockets 119-118. Gordon Hayward returned to the Celtics after missing 4 weeks with a broken hand. Boston cruised past the Cavaliers 110-88. This is ABC Sports. Derrick Rose scored the Pistons' final 6 points against the Pelicans, including the game winner with 0.8 seconds remaining.
Rose, got to get something going. Spinning.
Got him.
Time.
On WMGC, that gave Detroit a 105-103 lead, and that was the final. On the ice of the NHL, Sean Monahan scored in overtime to give the Flames their fifth straight win, 5-4 over the Avalanche. More NFL. The Patriots have accepted responsibility after their production crew improperly recorded the Bengals sideline during Sunday's Bengals-Browns game, although New England says the video was for a web series and that there was no intention to use it for game planning purposes. The league is investigating. Baseball hot stove. ESPN reports that Stephen Strasburg and the Nationals have agreed to a record $245 million deal to keep the reigning World Series MVP in Washington. The Heisman Trophy finalists were announced Monday. LSU's Joe Burrow, Oklahoma's Jalen Hurts, and Josh Fields and Chase Young of Ohio State. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Tuesday night basketball action. Marysville entertains Valley Heights. The game simulcast live on KNDY FM 95.5, KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1, on air, online, and on our mobile app. Hanover is at Centralia. Frankfurt will Muncie tournament. Washington County entertains Onega, Axtell at Riley County, Dillard Odell plays host Falls City, and Southern entertains JCC.
I'm your Congressman, Dr. Roger Marshall, here to tell you the Kansas cattle and beef industry is one of the prides of our state. But foreign food companies have been deceiving consumers, promoting fake beef and meat by using deceptive packaging, false claims, and phony names for their food. That's why I introduced H.R. 4881, the Real Meat Act, which will obligate the FDA and Ag Department to accurately define and label real beef and other real meats here in the United States, because we need to make sure our cattle ranchers are protected from the billion-dollar marketing ploys of fake meat companies. To learn more about my real meat legislation, go to www.marshall.house.gov and subscribe to our newsletter, or call our office in Garden City, Salina, or Washington, D.C. This message paid for by official funds authorized by the United States House of Representatives.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. A deal to allow the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement to move forward seemed imminent yesterday, with anonymous sources saying a deal was reached. President Trump told reporters yesterday afternoon a lot of strides over the last 24 hours with unions, adding if they put it up to a vote, it'll pass. Fox Business reporting the agreement between Trump and Mexico, along with House Democrats, that it could be finalized and ready for action before the House adjourns for the year. But details reportedly still need to be finalized, and implementing legislation must be submitted to Congress. Additionally, the House of Representatives will need to schedule a vote on the agreement. The news broke as 158 lawmakers penned a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, urging her to seize the opportunity to create a win for America. The lawmakers say expanding agriculture exports through the USMCA will help put American agriculture back on its feet. A group of farm organizations asking House and Senate leadership to extend the biodiesel tax credit. The letter sent last week to leaders of both chambers said they believe that Congress can and must pass an immediate extension before returning home at the end of the year. The group includes 11 farm and biofuel groups, including the American Farm Bureau and National Farmers Union. Since 2005, there has been a dollar a gallon biodiesel and renewable diesel blenders tax credit, which was created to stimulate production and consumption of biodiesel as well as renewable diesel. The tax credit expired on December 31st of 2017. Separately, the Petroleum Marketers Association says Congress must act now to retroactively extend the credit for calendar year 2018 through at least 2019. Farm groups charge that since the start of the year, producers have cut back on production and investments in new technology and facility upgrades, as well as purchases of raw materials because of the uncertain future of that tax credit. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good Tuesday morning. I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. The EPA is expected to issue a final rule on renewable final volume in the United States fuel supplies in about 10 days. Renewable Fuels Association President Jeff Cooper says EPA's controversial proposal to a remedy a likely shortfall in ethanol gallons is now at the White House undergoing an interagency review.
That process typically takes 2 weeks or more, but we think EPA is intending to have this process finished up before Christmas and have have a final rule published sometime right before the holiday.
The proposal is a rule the ethanol industry and its backers on Capitol Hill hope will honor the renewable fuel standards and the president's 15 billion gallon commitment to farmers and ethanol allied lawmakers.
The EPA received thousands of comments from the ethanol industry, from biodiesel producers, from farmers. And yes, we feel like we had very compelling arguments. We believe what EPA proposed does not ensure that the 15 billion gallon statutory requirement will be enforced by EPA in 2020.
The industry hopes the final rule will use actual gallons waived by EPA and not usually lower energy department estimates, as actual waivers have enforced numerous plant closures, lost jobs, and reduced corn prices. But now there's a distraction of impeachment consuming the president's attention. Still, Renewable Fuels Association President Jeff Cooper says
he does understand just how important this program is to, a key segment of his base here in the Midwest. And he has always voiced strong support for farmers. Farmers, in turn, have supported the president.
Cooper says the president will want to have some success stories as he comes back to other key states to campaign for re-election. I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opening bells of the trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day and report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily and visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com.
Thank you for making Polaris America's best-selling off-road brand. During the Polaris Great American Thank You events, you can get low financing and rebates as high as $3,500. See your Polaris dealer now for the season's best deals on America's best-selling off-road lineup. See Wichita Tractor today or go online to WichitaTractor.com.
Rebates valid in U.S. through 12/31/19. On new 2016 through 2020 vehicles. Subject to credit approval. Offers vary by model. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. There's a lot of talk about sustainable agriculture, and there are a lot of definitions of what that means. We'll hear one definition after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Sustainability is a word that gets kicked around a lot regarding agriculture. What does it mean? Well, our friend Orion Samuelson spoke to Keith Tapp, the chairman of the United Soybean Board, to talk about sustainability and what it means to him.
Over the years, over the decades, I've heard so many definitions, but I know it's important to your industry. What's your definition of sustainability?
You're exactly right. There are so many definitions. I've heard so many things, and no one would, you know, could come up with a concrete definition, but I'll give you mine. You know, to be sustainable is to be able, on a farm, is to be able to produce what we produce and make a living. And as a farmer, to leave our farms in better condition even than what we found them. And that, of course, entails working conservation programs and different things like we just mentioned with the scientists that have come up with new seeds that can help us to produce more for less.
So over the years, I've watched this soybean growing area move north. At one time, McLean County, Illinois was the number one county in soybean production. I think Cass County, North Dakota is now number one. Is that going to continue moving north?
We hope so. I mean, that's another thing. We just keep developing new beans, new varieties, different beans that can grow in different areas. Of course, we have the Howlett bean that's new. We're really excited about that and finding that it can be grown all over the country. There are so many uses that can be that we can capitalize on, not only in food, but industrial use. And, it's just an exciting time to be a part of this industry.
That's Keith Tapp, the chairman of the United Soybean Board. He is one of 78 farmer directors who work on behalf of all U.S. soybean farmers to achieve maximum value for their soy checkoff investments. They are volunteers, and they invest and leverage checkoff money and programs and partnerships to drive soybean innovation and also increase preference for U.S. soy. That preference is based on U.S. soybean meal and oil quality and the sustainability, which you just spoke about, of U.S. soybean farmers. If you're curious to see where those checkoff dollars are being spent, there's a lot of great information and some cool videos on the United Soybean Board's website, which is unitedsoybean.org. Back after this.
There will be a land auction, 156 acres, Nemahal County farmland, northeast of Centralia, selling for the Alfred Rader Trust, Saturday, December 14th. Sale begins at 1:30 at the Centralia Community Center. Property is 156 taxable acres, 151 cropland acres, 141 are currently being farmed, with a balance in waterways and a wooded draw with wildlife habitat. Land is all terraced with tile outlets, planted to wheat, corn, and soybeans. Property is located 2 miles east of Centralia to High Road, then 2 miles north on the east side, bordered on the north by 104th Road. For inspection, contact John Klein with Klein Realty and Auction. This real estate auction of 156 acres in Nemahal County farmland for the Alfred Rader Trust, Saturday, December 14th. Sale begins at 1:30 at the Centralia Community Center. Sale conducted by Klein Realty and Auction. For details, go online to mcclivestock.com/Klein Realty.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 18 degrees in Marysville this morning. Winds are calm. Another cold one today. Highs only around 30.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. A methamphetamine bust in Barton County leads to the arrest of a 67-year-old woman. The Barton County Sheriff's Office says deputies executed a search warrant at around 3:30 on Friday afternoon. Inside the residence, authorities found what they described as a substantial quantity of methamphetamine along with other drug paraphernalia. 67-year-old Roberta Patterson of Great Bend arrested and booked into the Barton County Jail. She's being held on a $300,000 bond. Authorities say a cell house at the El Dorado Correctional Facility was locked down after an inmate was stabbed there yesterday. The incident happened around 8:15 yesterday morning. The inmate who was stabbed multiple times was transported by EMS to a hospital for treatment. Cake TV reports no other inmates or staff were hurt in the incident. Rick Averett, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Tuesday night basketball action. Marysville entertains Valley Heights. The game simulcast live on KNDY FM 95.5, KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1, on air, online, and on our mobile app. Hanover is at Centralia. Frankfurt, Waldunsee Tournament. Washington County entertains Onega. Axtell at Riley County. Dillard Odell plays host to Falls City. And Southern entertains JCC. In our broadcast feature Tuesday, Valley Heights at Marysville, Mustang coach Adam Schreiner looks forward to the matchup with the Bulldogs.
Coach Brown does a great job with them. Offensively, they just pass and cut so dang well and hit the three ball. They're pretty deadly from out there. We're going to have to rebound and try our best to keep up with them and keep them off that three-point line. Offensively, we just got to take care of it and knock down shots.
Marysville Bulldog head coach Scott Brown looks forward to the matchup with the Mustangs tonight.
They're going to be big and physical. It's going to be a tough game. They got some big, thick, strong kids. We're going to have to be aggressive at the point of attack for us to win this game. Their physicality and their athleticism are going to give us some fits. If we're not aggressive at the point of attack, if we're not the ones that are hitting them first on rebounds, if we're not the ones jumping to the ball and being physical, if we don't do those things, it's going to be a tough game.
Marysville Bulldog wrestlers at Mission Valley Saturday. Parker wins the championship in his weight division. Craig wins the consolation. Detke and Hafley finished fourth. Dankenbrink and Schaefer finished fifth for Marysville. Bulldog wrestlers open North Central Kansas League action Thursday, a duel at Wamego.
Mail order seed catalogs seem to arrive earlier every year, but leftover seeds from past years may be perfectly viable. We will help you test them out on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Have you tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, workout gadgets, and every diet plan known to man? A European doctor has uncovered a miracle breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible 2-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. The details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So, what's stopping you? Your membership gives you access to the state's largest and most influential advocacy organization, the Voice of Agriculture in Topeka, Washington, D.C., and counties across the state. You'll also be helping build strong, prosperous communities through agriculture advocacy and education. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, December 10th, the 344th day of the year. Writer Emily Dickinson was born on this day, and Mississippi became the U.S. of A.'s 20th state on this day in 1817. Before seed catalogs began arriving in the mail, it may be smart to take an inventory of seeds you have tucked away from past years. Many will stay viable for up to 5 years. Here's how to test them. Fold a dozen or so in a damp paper towel and place in a paper bag. Store them in a warm location, then check back in a week to see if any seeds have sprouted. 80% is a good success rate. You can use those seeds next spring. If fewer than half germinate, you're pressing your luck. It's time to order fresh. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and sign up for our free e-newsletter at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Let your heart be light. From now on, all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself.